It's before tip-off on what will become another Sixers blowout at the hands of the Cleveland Cavaliers. But the main event on the concourse right now is a group of female scientists. A group of female scientists who are decked out in full cheerleading gear. There's pom-poms, skin-tight uniforms, plenty of cleavage.
I'm Hillary Nicholson. I did my undergraduate degree in biochemistry at Cole University, and now I'm doing my PhD at Brown University in molecular pharmacology and physiology, and I'm a science cheerleader.
Nicholson is one of two dozen science cheerleaders at this Sixers game. The group consists of about 250 current or former cheerleaders nationwide who convene at sporting events or science conferences as if at the flash of the bat signal. It's all a little strange, like some elaborate piece of performance art playing on the cognitive dissonance between science and cheerleading.
So putting these two things together, I mean, I stand out on the court and they announce I'm a molecular pharmacology and physiology PhD student, and I have my hair curled and I'm wearing short suit and it doesn't look like what they're expecting. And so that polar opposite perception really drives the point home.
That point is that getting young women to enter into science, technology, engineering, and math careers remains a nagging problem. Even though women represent half of the working population, they're only a quarter of the science and technology workforce. And studies suggest stereotypes that science is the exclusive domain of unattractive, awkward white guys are still a factor.
Go science!
Nicholson and her fellow science cheerleaders have prepared a special halftime routine. Wendy Brown is a PhD student in biomedical engineering at the University of California, Davis. She's crouched behind the hoop with the rest of the dance squad, ready to go.
You know, our ultimate goals are to inspire young people to be interested in science, specifically young girls, and to playfully challenge stereotypes.
Brown studies cartilage tissue engineering at Davis and is also a current member of the Oakland Raiderettes. That dance team is currently suing the Oakland Raiders for unfair labor practices. Factoring in appearances, those pro cheerleaders make only about $5 an hour. Cheerleading may be a passion, but it's not much of a career.
Yay, go science!
All right, ladies, time to get up.
The science cheerleaders rush out onto the court, along with dancers from the Drexel and Penn teams, many of whom are engineering majors. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Sewell.